My name is Mike McCleary. I'm a Scientologist. I got into Scientology in late 1968, and in early 1969 I went on staff at the San Francisco Org. The first 3 or 4 years I was on staff, I was an auditor and a course supervisor, basically course supervisor for the academy levels and every other course that Scientology delivered at that time. I liked the tech then and I still like it today. And in mid-1973, I was approached to join the Guardian's office at San Francisco Org. And at the time, I did not want to get out of tech. And I declined their offer and said, basically, you know, I'm not interested. You know, I want to stay working with the tech. So they reapproached me again a few weeks later. By the way, Kathy O'Gorman was the assistant guardian at San Francisco Org at the time. She was to become my senior. Doug Knopson was the assistant guardian for information, which is a euphemism for intelligence, and he was the one that was trying to recruit me. Anyway, I was approached a couple of weeks later again to join the Guardian's office, and they made me an offer, which was that I would get to go. I was at the time a power release, which is a grade 5, and they made me an offer that I could go up to OT4 if I would join the Guardian's office. And so I bid on that, and I said okay, and I joined the Guardian's office so that I could get some auditing. So I went down, I guess it was midsummer of 73. I went down to take my training at the United States Guardian's office, which was in Los Angeles. And the person who was the Deputy Guardian Intelligence United States at that time was Terry Milner. Dick Wiegand was one of his juniors. I'm not sure what post he was holding at the time. And Greg, don't remember his last name off the top of my head, Willardson. Greg Willardson was also working with him. And they were over the course students, overseeing the training of the course students. It took me 6 months to finish my hatting in the Guardian's office. I read all the various materials that for the Intelligence Bureau that you might see on the internet or appearing in court cases or hat packs since then, and I would have personal knowledge that the issues in those hat packs are correct and were the ones that were studied and were the ones that we used and applied in our daily work. I'll talk about some of those in detail and give you some examples of what I did to apply those issues. My understanding was that the issues were primarily from LRH. Some of the issues had nobody's name on it, but just by the way they were written, I assumed they were from LRH. Some of them were from Mary Sue Hubbard. Some of them might have been from The Guardian, who was Jane Kember. But some of them didn't have Jane Kember's name or Mary Sue Hubbard's name on them, and I think that LRH wrote them. The two specific ones that I'm talking about, they weren't under any kind of a normal issue, like a policy letter or a guarding order or a ED or anything, right? It was just typing on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. One was called Intelligence, Its Role. And the other one was, I don't even know that it had a name, but it told us how to do black intelligence operations, this particular piece of paper. And like I said, there was no author for those two things. Although my understanding, impression, and so forth was that they were written by LRH because of the style of them. You know, I've read a lot of his stuff. I know how he talks, I know how he writes, and I couldn't imagine anybody else have written them except him because of the style of the of how they were written. The basic idea was that intelligence was supposed to collect information and form what was called an estimate of the situation. An estimate of the situation was not something that was cast in stone or something that you could necessarily prove in court, but based on as much information about the enemy as you could ascertain, you were supposed to be able to determine whether there was a situation with the enemy that needed to be handled or whether there was no situation. And basically you were supposed to be able to form a prediction. Like in any war situation, you know, you infiltrate the enemy, you determine his size, his strength, what his next move is going to be, if he's going to make one, you know, that kind of a thing. And the whole idea of the estimate of the situation, which was a primary product of the intelligence unit, was to make a prediction. What's the enemy going to do, when, where, with what strength, and so on and so forth, right? And having made that prediction, then intelligence was supposed to handle the situation before it ever happened. And any time an attack came on the organization that was unpredicted, it was considered to be an intelligence failure. All somebody had to do was criticize Scientology and they would be considered an enemy. For instance, if they wrote a book that was negative on it in any form, if they got on a TV show or radio show, they didn't even have to go that far. If they were just talking to their neighbors and we heard of it.